The Rollerblade for Cancer was last Friday and Saturday. The epic journey, one man raising money for families suffering with cancer, and he did it. Phil Hermel is the guy behind this journey. He's a high school English teacher in Deer River. Phil, you made it.
I did. Yeah, I did. I pulled her off.
Well, congratulations. I did see a little video as you rolled into town during the Tall Timber Days. How was that to have that kind of a reception?
That was the grand finale of the fireworks. But there, along the way, I mean, there were signs on the side of the road, and people had come out to the end of their driveways and waited, not knowing when I would be coming through. And through Deer River, I had three different fire departments: Deer River, Cohasset, and Grand Rapids, all bring me through different places. So I always thought that I only needed to do about 80 miles, because the last 20, the crowd would carry me in. And it's so humbling. I mean, it's so unbelievable. The finish line was incredible. I mean, you talk about cloud nine, and man, that was it.
Take us through your route again, Phil.
Oh, okay. Well, we took off Friday night with my friend Don Husted, who was my driver, with a vehicle behind me, my rally vehicle. And we went up to Little Fork. And what I didn't anticipate is that my odometer, when I got to Little Fork, still said 98.3 miles. I went, oh, no. So then I had to drive through Little Fork and then out into the Tulies. And we stopped at the 100-mile mark. And so then I had to rollerblade back through there. I made it through Little Fork and Big Falls. And then we went down Highway 6 heading south towards Deer River, and the tar was really bad, and at that point it was dark. It was a little bit dangerous. I had to put a headlamp on so I could see where I was going, not only with the headlights behind me as well. It was very peaceful, but it was the tar was a little bit tough. So I made it to the 40-mile mark, and that was all my feet and legs could handle that day. And at that point, we went and took a little four-hour nap and got back in the blades and took off the next morning. And then from there, I had a good friend of mine, Lynn Evans, join me on a bike, and she went with me from Talmoon into Deer River. And I had a couple of anticipated stops at the Blueberry Bowl and Deer River for lunch and a couple other things that I was hoping to do, and I was running late. It took me longer than I anticipated, and so I basically, the last 40 miles, I couldn't stop. I few picture opportunities and so on, but other than that, I had to go. So we pulled her off 7 o'clock that night, rolled into Grand Rapids. It was, like I said, incredible.
You know, some of those shoulders of the roads can have a lot of debris and stuff on them. Did you have any spills or...
I didn't fall. But I had a few where one leg would catch and the other one would catch me, thank goodness, you know. Yeah, there was a little bit of that. We had a Timberwolf dance in front of us for a little while, just short of Talmoon, and I'm not going to lie, I was a little skeptical with that. like I said, and along the way, it was just, the crazy part is the first, like, 50-some miles, it's just you and your head, and you got to get yourself wrapped around getting through that, you know. And, granted, in your mind, you're thinking of this phenomenal finish line, but you still got to get there, you know. And that was, so mentally, it was a little bit of a challenge, more of a challenge than I anticipated.
Now, Phil, you were doing this in part, you know, to raise money for families who struggle with cancer, because that's something you have gone through. Did you kind of feel like your mom and your dad were with you along the way?
Oh, man, I took a picture of it. I should post it. But it was crazy, because I saw mile four. I got to mile four, and I thought, what am I doing? This is nuts. I got 96 more of these clicks to go, and I had a little self-doubt there. And I started going down the road, and the skies kind of cleared a little bit, and it was really eerie. There was these two just very unique, no other clouds in the sky, these two little clouds that were with me, and I took a picture of it, because I'm like, that's kind of strange. So I did feel that maybe that there was a presence there. My dad was he was pretty adamant on finishing things and following through and helping others, and you know, he was chirping in my ear quite a bit that day. So, because the last time I did it, he was with me. And, so I definitely felt them, you know, the presence was there. And I knew that we were doing a good thing, and I know that they would be proud.
So there was so many people that were kind of following along, were out there to meet you. Do you know how much money was raised yet, or is it too early to?
Yeah, I do. So, it was crazy because I was doing as many Facebook updates and Snapchat updates as I could so people knew where I was at. The problem was, is mile marker 136 on Highway 6, it was the 40-mile marker. That's where I quit at 1 a.m. I said a quick goodnight to everybody kind of a thing. But when I got to where I stayed that night, but the problem was is that when I woke up and I went back to mile marker 136 from there, until about noon, I had no service. So I couldn't update anything, and people were trying to text and call my friends and my wife. It was crazy the amount of people that were following, which was great and flattering. We got to the finish line, and we stopped at Florio's, and the wonderful group, the Bash Committee, were there, and they said, you're not going to believe the dollar amount. And I said, what is it? You know, I was praying that we could turn over $15,000 by Task Area Cancer Crisis Fund. I thought 15 grand is a great number to shoot for. And she goes, we're at $32,800. And I went, oh, my gosh. I mean, that's crazy. And just now the GoFundMe is still cranking, and we're just over $34,000.
Well, congratulations, Phil. I'm so glad you shared your story with us. You can find the GoFundMe page for this at gofundme.com/rollerbladeforcancerraid. Were you able to walk after?
Yeah, what are your feet like?
I was wondering if you'd mention that. So I'm out here. My left ankle is about three times the size of my right one. Oh, wow. I'll lose every toenail for sure on my left foot, and I think three on my right. So, what happens when you just beat your toes up like that, your toenails separate, and it's not a really pretty sight. So I did spend the day on Pacagma yesterday, soaking them and, enjoying some family time. And, it's, I'm a little bit ugly from the ankle down.
Well, thanks, Phil. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for your time.